From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. Three Iranian Americans who were released as part of a prisoner swap with Iran are being checked out at a hospital in Germany after being reunited with their families. NPR's Soraya Sarhadi-Nelson reports from Berlin.
American Army doctors are treating the three former detainees whose health suffered in prison in the Islamic Republic. They include a former Marine, Idaho pastor, and Washington Post correspondent whose convictions U.S. officials say were politically motivated. The correspondent, Jason Rezaian, has diabetes and high blood pressure, and his family has said he wasn't given his medication during his imprisonment.
That's NPR's Soraya Sarhadi-Nelson in Berlin. A fourth Iranian-American who was released opted to remain in Iran. An American student who was released separately flew out on Saturday. Two prominent African-Americans in the film industry, director Spike Lee and actress Jada Pinkett Smith, are invoking Dr. Martin Luther King's legacy on this King holiday, saying that they'll boycott this year's Academy Awards ceremony. They're protesting a lack of diversity among nominees for Oscars. Pinkett Smith says it's a matter of respect.
Begging for acknowledgement or even asking diminishes dignity and diminishes power. And we are a dignified people, and we are powerful, and let's not forget it.
Pinkett Smith is the wife of actor Will Smith, who did not make the list of nominees for the Best Actor Award, although he was thought to be a contender for his lead role in the film Concussion. A founding member of the legendary rock band The Eagles, guitarist Glenn Frey, has died in New York City. He was 67 years old. Frey is said to have died of complications from ailments including rheumatoid arthritis and pneumonia. The group's hits included Hotel California and Take It Easy. This is NPR News. A new study calls the aging of the U.S. population one of the most significant demographic trends in the nation's history. NPR's Ina Jaffe reports that the number of Americans age 65 or older will more than double by the year 2060, when it will comprise nearly a quarter of the population.
The study by the Population Reference Bureau finds that while older Americans are living longer, there are disparities in longevity, health, and income by race and gender. Retirees at the bottom of the economic ladder are likely to rely on Social Security for almost all of their income. This is especially true for minorities, and older women are twice as likely as older men to live in poverty. The study also found several medical challenges going forward. One is that growing obesity among adults ages 55 to 64 increases their risk for disabilities in old age. Also, the study projects a near doubling in the demand for nursing home beds by 2030 and the possible tripling of Alzheimer's cases by 2050. Ina Jaffe, NPR News.
GOP frontrunner Donald Trump has told students at Liberty University in Virginia that he would work to protect Christianity if he is elected president. He quoted a verse from the Bible in his speech, but there were some chuckles from the students when he introduced the verse as from 2 Corinthians instead of 2 Corinthians. A handful of students protested the school's invitation to Trump to speak on Martin Luther King Day. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News, in Washington.